We're up to Perek Yudalid, Pasik Gimel. Pasik Gimel. B'fi Evil Choyter Gava. In the mouth of a foolish person is a rod, is a stick, is a staff of arrogance. Okay, Choyter means a staff, a stick, a makel, a bat, a baseball bat. A wooden. Thank you, thank you. A wooden baseball bat, not a metal baseball bat. Excellent. Is a branch, that comes forth from a tree of gav of arrogance. On the other hand, in contrast to the mouth of the evil, the sifsei chachamim tish murein, the lips of a wise man tish murein serves as a guard to protect. To protect the wise man from saying something foolish. Let's see, the Mitsudos explains this in much more detail. Okay, let's see the Mitsudos in Pasuk Gimel. Choyter Gava, Gava Zekufa Kemakel. According to the parish of the Mitsudos, the word Gava is connected. The word Choyter is connected to the word Gava. B'fi avil choyter gava, an arrogant stick. The stick is arrogant. Period. That's all it means. The mouth of what comes out of the mouth of a foolish person, words that are painful, that are full of arrogance. So a choyter is a stick that is used to hit, baton. It's used to hit to cause pain. And the pain is not just lightweight; it's said with arrogance. On the other hand, the lips of the chachamim, tish murim, the Mitzvah says miladaber gava, gevsageus, the lips prevent a chacham, a wise man, from speaking with arrogance. Rashi pasuk gimel b'fi avil choyter gava, makel shel gava, a staff of arrogance, kegoin paro. Sha'amar mi Hashem asher eshma b'koler. Paro over here is the subject of this pasuk. Paro here is called the fool, and this most foolish statement is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, who is Hashem that I shall listen? That I shall listen to him? So it was an incredibly arrogant statement for Paro to make such a statement. On the other hand, tish mureim kimo sish mureim. It means guard them. Tish. It's an unusual word. Instead of tish mureim, tish mireim, you can have a shva under the mem instead of a shuruk under the mem, and that would mean tish mireim, which means tishmor es hachachomim, the lips of the wise guards them. It protects them from saying foolish things. Now, as you mentioned very wisely, that Michal from the Mitzudo Sion, the word choyter is mate. Kimoi vayetze choyter migeza Yishai, a branch will go forth from the geza, from the trunk of Yishai. And some of the commentators, I saw this in the art scroll, maybe from Rabbeinu Yoina. Okay, one of the major commentators, unfortunately, I don't prepare too well, but we have Rabbeinu Yoina and we have the Gra. And if you learn Sefer Mishlei and you don't study Rabbeinu Yoina, you don't study the Gra, you're in a lot of trouble. Because those are the two major, major commentators on Sefer Mishlei. And there Rabbeinu Yoina says that, if I'm not mistaken, he says that Choyter doesn't just mean a stick, it means growth. It means, it's a shoot. That's why in the Sefer Yeshaya that you quoted from the Mitzvah Sion, Vayetzi Choyter Migeza Yishai, growth, that Yishai would bring forth David.
In the sense of an offshoot.
Offshoot meaning, but it also has a connotation of growth, development. It's not a finished product. A baseball bat is done. It's not going to get bigger or smaller. It is what it is, but something that is attached to a tree continues to grow and develop. So when you take that concept, Rashi and the Mitzvot didn't really focus, didn't dwell upon that idea. You have over here a big mouth. There are people out there in the world that have big mouths. They just talk, and they talk with gaiva, and they're abusive with their mouth, and that's. What?
Car salesman.
Not necessarily. There are some very nice car salesmen. So you can not every car salesman. Why do you want to say something bad?
No, he meant to say used car salesman.
A used car salesman. I have the guy who sold me, he's a nice guy. The guy I deal with, he's a nice guy. I have no tightness on him yet. So far, so good. But okay, but in any event, b'fia vil chayter gava chayter. So the Rashi and the Mitzvahs did not focus on the concept of growth. It just means they're abusive people. They have a big mouth. They're full of arrogance and they're abusive, like a big. They're waving a big stick. But the Rabbeinu Yonis says something deeper. It means that their wickedness, their gaiva gets worse and worse. When gaiva is not held in check, the arrogant individual builds up more confidence and more arrogance to do things and to say things that are even more outrageous than he has done in the past. You test the waters, or you basically psychologically you start off with small lies and small insults, and as the people you hurt them, you weaken them, then you increase, you grow, you develop with greater lies and more gaiva, and the arrogance builds upon itself. And that is what this pasuk is alluding to with the word choyter gav. It's not just that the evil has a big mouth of arrogance. The arrogance grows, develops, it has a life to itself. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Dalet Be'ein Alofim Evus Bar. Now this is a complicated pasuk. Alofim in this pasuk simply means oxen. Oxen are called Alofim. Ashterois Tzoynecha. Okay, what's the entire pasuk? Shigar Alofecha. What's sent forth from your sheep, from your shigar alafecha, from your cattle. So be'ein alafim, when there is no cattle, evospar. In other words, you don't have animals working the land, then you don't have food. If you don't have parnasa, then your closet, your refrigerator is empty. That's what it means here. Be'ein alafim, when there are no animals plowing the field and bringing produce, evos, the trough, the feeding trough for the animals is bar, is empty. And then the pasuk concludes, but in contrast, the rov to vuos, there is an abundance of produce, b'koyach shar, through the power of the axe. In other words, if you do have oxen, you do have animals working the land, then you will have parnasa, you will bring in, you will reap the benefits, and you will have what to eat. This is a mashul for Talmud Torah, for studying of Torah. If a person is going to study Torah, he'll be able to issue a halachic decision. If he does not learn Torah, then he will be ignorant and he will not have anything to teach, anything to say. We'll see this in more detail in the Mitzvot and Rashi. Pasuk Dal in the Mitzvot. Be'ein alafim, when there is an absence of animals. Beheder habakar. Alafim means bakar. Yihye oitzer hatzura barur. The oitzer, the storage house of grain, will be barur. That's bar. Bar means empty. The closet is empty. Vinaki v'ratzolaymar, and here immediately the Mitzvah Stavit tells us the nimshol, the makom she'ein talmidei chachamim ein hayra mitzuya. You don't know what to do. A simple question: are you allowed to do this? Is this muksa? Is it not muksa? Is it aser? Is it mutter? Is it kosher? Is it not kosher? Well, if there are no talmidei chachamim, what do you expect? No one will know what to do. Why does the mashal? Why does the medrash take the word bein alafim, which simply means shigar alafech, animals, and refer it to talmidei chachamim? The answer is because the word alaf, aleph lamed pei, the sharish means to study, to teach, to learn. Aleph bina. Aleph means learn ulpan. Ulpan is a body of knowledge. What's the word?
School.
Ulpan is school, to study. Aleph bina. Aleph bina. Learn knowledge. Therefore, that's why the Medrash takes the word alafim in reference to the study of Torah. So what?
They use the word Aish,
Aleph, a chief. Okay, I'm not sure why is it chief. Aleph means Aleph, it means first, it means Aleph. Aleph has many, many meanings. Aleph has many meanings. I have a poem at home that takes the word Aleph, the Sharish, and it goes through the entire Tanakh and Talmud of every usage of the word Aleph, and intertwines it into a poem about the koyach of it's a very nice poem. It just shows you the shorish of the word Aleph, how in you see in Tanakh, in Chazal, it means many, it's used many different ways, but all of them are rooted in the same concept. But let's take a step back. Why is it so that the word bakar, cattle, why is it related to the word Aleph, which normally means Aleph bin, that means to study, to teach? So the answer, I think, the Gross says, is I saw this also in the art scroll Mishlei, because what do you do with cattle? You train them. You train cattle in order for your benefit. You train oxen to plow the field in straight lines to reap benefit, to plow, to seed, to harvest. Animals are used for the benefit of man only when they are properly trained. So you teach them. It's not like teaching a human being knowledge, but on a low level, you are teaching animals what to do. So we take the word Aleph, Aloif, to teach, and we use it in reference to animals, which also require teaching. So here, the still meaning is that there's not going to be any teaching, not going to be animals, you're not going to have parnasa. The Avos, Malm says that. The Avos is the feeding trough, will be bar. If there is no parnasa, or this, if you want to go to its natural conclusion, if you don't train yourself a skill, Chazal say, a father has an obligation to teach his son a skill so he will have parnasa. What is a skill? A skill is a form of knowledge, of training, of learning. The ain alafim. If you're not going to train yourself when you're young to have a skill to make parnasa, guess what? Avos, the feeding trough, your feeding trough, your refrigerator, your closet bar will be empty. And you will have a lot of trouble. But v'rov tzvuos, but in conscious there will be an abundance of tzvuah, but koyach shar, in the power of the ox. So this is a continuation of the same idea, similar to the mitzudos, v'rov harbe tzvuos bo al yidei koyach shar, ki yachvish besode, and if a person will take an ox and use its power to plow the field, he will be able to reap benefit. Ratzol aymar, what is the nimshol? Shar is a reference to the yoke of tar. What is a shar? A shar is an animal which is makabal a yoke. Makabel ol malchus shemayim. That's a mashal. That's a mashal. It's really a nimshal to an ox, which upon the ox you attach a yoke and you use the koyach, the energy of the ox, to pull the yoke, to pull the plow through the yoke. So the shor is a mashal for an object which is subject to which you can control through a yoke. Ol atayra kishor, like a shor le oil. You might say al yado toira harbe. You will have much Torah in this world, much instruction, much chokhmah, and you'll know how to live your life in the proper way. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi commands the same thing. Pasik gudalud bein alafim ma'ivos bar be'ein shvarim. The word alafim means oxen. Interesting that Rashi does not say the same thing as the Mitzudos. Mitzudos says it means bokar. Bokar is cattle. Cattle is a much broader category. Rashi says no, it means oxen. He's limiting it to the category of a shor. Ha'evos reikam, the feeding trough is empty. Shafilu tevin ein motzu b'bayis, you don't even have tevin. Tevin seemingly is the most the simplest and the cheapest form of food for an animal. We're not talking about delicacies, lamb chops, spare ribs. We're talking about over here tzvu. You're not going to even have that if there is no parnas bar. Bar here means noki. Vereikam empty. Kilayma b'makam shein talneh. Here what is the nimshol? B'makam shein talmidei chachamim ein hayra nimseis kalacha. Hayra will not be kalacha. Pretty much exactly what the Mitzudos David said. Okay, now there are a couple of midrashim here. Number one, the Gemara just says that if a person wants to succeed, rav tzvuos, which rav tzvuos means, Rav Tzvuos means that you want to succeed in Torah, you have to use the Koyach Shar. This is a mashal we had many times. It goes back to the previous parak that Ein HaTorah Niknes El B'Misha Memes Atzmo Yolecha. Person will not merit to have Siyat Deshmai and succeed in the study of Torah unless he is Moiser Nefesh. He's Moiser Nefesh, he's Mekabel in the Oil HaTorah. The Torah is not easy going. You just can't go 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. You have to go and lose sleep, and you have to be omel in Torah, and that's the koyach of the shor. The nature of the shor is to work very, very hard. And since here the mashal here is Torah, the Medrash says, I'll read the words of the Medrash, Ein Adam Zeicha LeTorah Ela Im Meimis Nafsho Yolecha L'Shem Shemayim V'Lo L'Shem Kavod Kashor Hazeh Shemachnisim Ha'Soy Be'Oil U'Moyseres Atzma Al Kvoid Ba'Olaf. An axe enters into a yoke, and it gives over itself al kivoid, very interesting expression, for the honor of its owner. Oxen are loyal to their master.
I'm surprised it doesn't use the
posik of even a shor knows bolay. Very good. Very good. Even a shor. A shor has a degree of loyalty. It's a very interesting concept. A degree of loyalty. Al kavoy bolav lo avdoy shnemar v'rav tuvos. This pasuk brav tuvos b'kach shor mohabrios oimos. A person who works very hard will succeed. Okay, so that is one basic medrash. Another net, yeah.
I'm a little mixed up.
Only a little? Only a little mixed up? Don't be humble here. Yeah.
Not every Talmud Chacham is a Hara.
Okay.
You need Talmud Chacham for Kina Seifrim to make the Baal Hara really do his research. Because if you go into a place with no Talmud Chacham, there's no Rabbi, whatever he costs, you know.
No one's going to challenge him.
Right.
No one's going to challenge him. You gotta.
So there are 2 points. One is that. It says B'Koyach Shvarim. It doesn't say B'Koyach Shvarim. It says B'Koyach
Shvarim. Oxen, multiple oxen. Okay,
one.
Good, very good.
It says one. So it means you need a lot of Talmid Chachamim, and that helps. If there's no Talmid Chachamim, then your Hara is not worth anything.
You don't have...
It tells you the reverse. Talmid Chachamim are not necessarily Balei Hara.
Of course. The Gemara says, 1,000 people enter into the Beis Medrash, only one is Yotze L'Hara. The Gemara says Beferish that Chayra is a special siyata d'shmaya. Okay, so we have over here the Koyach Shor. There's another very popular medrash. Who is the Shor? This week's parsha. Well, it's not this week's parsha mamish, but it's coming to this week and next week. The episode begins Yosef. Yosef is Bechor Shoroi Hador Lo. Yosef is the Shor. What did Yosef succeed? Mitzrayim was in a depression. Okay, there's a famine. What?
It's
Zos Habrocha, but I mean the episode of Yosef. What did Yosef do in Mitzrayim? Yosef saved Egypt from famine, from Churban, through his koyach of his chokhmah. I'll read you the words of the Medrash Seichel Tov, Breishis, Memtes, I guess this week's parasha, next week's parasha, Dover Acher, Ze Yosef. Who is the person? Who is the shore? Who is the subject of the end of this pasuk? That, the Rav Tevuos, Bekoyach Shar. The Shar is Ze Yosef. Sherov Tevuos, Shenimtsu B'Mitzrayim. Ki yeshever b'Mitzrayim. Yaakov said there is shever in Mitzrayim. Go down there. Why? Why is the Rav Tevuos the koyach of the Shor? B'koyach chochmosoi. Through his incredible wisdom, he knew exactly what to do. It was not so easy to find a wise man. A novon v'chocham kamoicha. You know what to do to secure the country, to make sure we have enough food for the coming years of famine. Hayesh b'chochmosoi hitzilas Mitzrayim min harav v'shamar ba tevuos. V'zehu v'rav tevuos b'koyach shor b'koyach yosef shenikra shor. But in contrast, if there is be'ein alafim, if you're not going to have people, wise people who know what to do, who are well trained, lashon of aleph beis aleph bina avos bar, then the world will come to avos bar. The world will there'll be great famine. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Hey. We're up to pasuk hey, Eid emunim lo yichazev. Here's the thing that we had multiple times. A witness that is faithful, lo yichazev. A person has established himself to be honest, has a good track record of integrity and honesty, you can have faith in him. Lo yichazev, he will not lie. But the afiach kizavim, a person that speaks foolish things, lies. Now here it doesn't say testimony, it says first, yofiach. Yofiach means just to gossip, or to air blows. It literally means to blow. Words come out off the tip of his tongue of nonsense that are not true. Watch out for such a person. If he comes forward into a court to testify, you better interrogate him. A person who has a track record of being honest, you don't have to interrogate. He comes to the court and he says, I'm telling you the testimony that Reuven owes Shimon $100. You can believe him off the bat. You don't have to go into a lengthy interrogation. But a person who sits around and does nothing and he just talks nonsense the entire day, now when he attempts to establish a fact through testimony, do not trust him. Interrogate him. Because it's very likely, Eid Shoker, he will testify falsely. Mitzudos, Pasuk Hey. Eid Emunim, Ho'eid Asher Yasmit, Ladaber Emunos, who is continuously, is a track record of test saying good, speak things of that of faith. Bivadai, Lo Yichazev, Ladaber Ho'eidos, he's not going to speak false testimony. Aval, however, Haragel Ladaber Kizovim, to speak lies. The Im, Hema bidvarim shel mabekach, even though the lies are little white lies, the lies of insignificance, inconsequential, insignificant, it does not matter. Such a person who is rogel in lying, mikol makom, hoil since the rogel bekach, watch out. When it comes to important matters, yoid gam kein sheker, he will testify falsely. For yesh lachar harbe bidvar, you have to interrogate his words very carefully. It's very interesting, a person's entire life is preparing for that big day. Every person has his day in the sun, has his day in the limelight, and the things that you, the way you conduct yourself and the little things in life, one day will be revealed in the important things in life. A person can't say, listen, now I'm living most of my life, it's just anyway, it's inconsequential, it's insignificant, so I can live it on a very low level. Watch out, the day is going to come when you're going to be called to do something important. And if you're not going to prepare yourself in the little things in life, you're not going to be able to succeed in the big things in life. Let's go to the next pasuk. Let's go first to the Rashi. Rashi pasuk Hey, v'yafich kizavim v'tabin medabim because of al sheker. Same exact thing. V'yafich means. Just to speak words of lies. He will one day come, kaza eight sheker. He will be. I think the meaning is still the same as the mitzvahs will be in eight sheker. The coming up Rashi seems to be a little bit more cryptic. There seems to be something a little strange about the coming up Rashi. I don't know. We'll see. You'll tell me. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk vav. What's the problem? V'yafiach kizavim v'tamid medaber kazav. And now, what are the next two words? Eid sheker. The words here don't.
Who is habitually lying will be an eid sheker.
The Talmud medaber kazav will be an eid sheker. Okay, you have to add some words into Rashi's parish. It seems there's something that doesn't flow perfectly. I don't know. Maybe I'm not interpreting it correctly. Okay, Ibn Khanani. The Tamim Midabrik, a person that is Tamim Midabrik Kazav, will one day come to be an Eid Sheker. Same thing as the Mitzudos. Pasig Vav. Bikesh Leitz Chochmo V'Oyin. A Leitz is a scoffer. Person to everything in this world is a big joke. That when the day comes and he seeks Chochmo, guess what? V'Oyin, it's not to be found. He will not have the siyata d'shmaya in achieving wisdom on the day when he wants chokhmah, because he led his life in litzanis. However, vidas, knowledge, linavon, to an individual who spends his day with chokhmah, nokol is easy. Easy, it's no big deal, it just comes out without any effort. Why? Because this is what he does all the time. But to a person who's involved in Leitzanis, now on that day when he needs Chachma, he's not going to succeed in finding Chachma even for the moment. It's so.
What Pshat in the Pasuk is, Eid Emunim, or Yichasev, to contrast.
Say, right, right.
An honest person will speak honestly all the time. Somebody who embellishes or lies a lot
will be a false witness. Yeah.
The first part is more obvious, so Rashi doesn't.
Okay.
The second part is he's just explaining it a little bit.
Okay.
You know, there's a Jewish expression or joke that a liar, when it comes to, even when he knows it, he has no reason not to say the truth.
He's also a liar.
Who's still lying.
Still lying. It's exactly what. Okay. Pasuk again. We have with this new pasuk. Bikesh leitz chachma v'ayin. When he seeks wisdom, he will fail. V'das another knuckle is easy. Mitzudas vav. V'ayin lo yimsa b'libo chachma. Why? Ki hashmin libo. He has fattened his heart. He has fattened his heart. Wisdom does not penetrate. Avo l'novon nokel limso das ki hur galbo, because he is familiar, he is accustomed to chachma. Rashi, pasik vav, bikei shleitz chachma, kishahu tzoch el hachachma, eina moitza belibo, on the late sixth chachma, he does not find it. It's not to be found. Okay, there's a beautiful medrash. The medrash here says, to contrast the Yosef and his and the Chartumei Mitzrayim. In next week's parsha, Parshas Miketz, Paro has dreams, has a series of dreams. And what does Paro do? He calls all the Chachomeha, all of the wise men, all of the dream interpreters, the professionals and the non-professionals, and then to the population, anyone who can interpret Paro's dream should come forward. And they all give him these foolish interpretations. He has seven cows, seven lean cows swallow the seven fat cows, that means you can have seven daughters. One example was, you're going to have seven daughters, and the seven daughters are going to die. So Paro listens to these dreams, and he says, it doesn't seem like that's the correct interpretation of the dream. And these people that Paro called, they all had PhDs in dream interpretation. Postdoctorates. They were Nobel Prize in dream interpretation. But yet, the reason why they failed is because the Medrash tells us all of these individuals, they were late sonim. They were not real people. They were late sonim. The Mela, when they were called upon, bikesh late chachma, when the late sonim, when they were called upon to provide chachma to Paro to interpret his dream, when it was important, v'oyin, they failed. But Yosef Hatzadik, who was in the dungeon with the prisoners, the Asire Hamelech, the Asire Paro, the prisoners, who Yosef, who is the Novon, he is the Novon of this Pasuk, Noko, piece of cake, I'll tell you what your dream is. There are 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine. Hashem is telling you this to prepare in advance. And indeed, Paro confirmed that Yosef is the Navon. Ein Chacham v'Navon, ein Navon v'Chacham kamocha. Paro himself said about Yosef, there is no one in Egypt who is a Navon. So for Yosef, it was Noko. Yosef did not have a degree in dream interpretation, and it was easy. Whereas the Chachamim, all of these people who are experts, it was so difficult, they failed. This is the interpretation. I'll read you the words. This comes from a Yalkut Shemoni. I'll read you the words of the Yalkut Shemoni. You don't have it. Yalkut Shemoni says, this pasuk is, who is the pasuk talking about? Bikei Shleitz. Now I said, I made a mistake. I told you the Leitz were the interpreters. No, according to the Yalkut, it's Paro himself. Paro, who was the Leitz. Why is Paro the Leitz? He was Koyfer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He denied Hashem's existence. There's no greater Leitz than one who denies the reality.
He looked like a Leitz. Doesn't
the
Gemara
say he was like a short... He was a midget.
What Paro are we talking about here?
Okay, but Paro, BK Shleitz, Ze Paro, Chochmo V'Oyin, Elu Chartume Paro. Not necessarily. Late. We always translate late means well. Okay, so I don't know. Okay, it depends. There's something called the late Yahir. There's a pasuk later on, coming up later on, late Yahir. The arrogant late. Arrogant. Gaiva is one of the common characteristics, midos of a late. They go hand in hand. But I don't know if a late actually means gaiva. They're two different. Yeah. Mi'ashem. So that was arrogance. That was Pasuk Gimel. Okay, this is a different medrash. A lot of these things are interchangeable. This is a different medrash. Rifi Evel Chayter Gava, that was Paro. But this is not Rashi, this is a medrash. This is Yalkut Shmaini. So it says here, this year, the Paro was the late, he wanted an interpretation for his dreams, but of loyalty he was unsuccessful. But who was successful? Yosef. The Yosef, Adas, the Novan Nokel, the Yosef, he understood the dream, a Novan, the Chacham Kamaycha. Let's go to Pasik. Now, by the way, there's one thing I left out, I've got to tell you. Let's go back for one moment to Pasik. Pasik Dalit. I apologize, I forgot to mention this medrash going backwards. What did Pasuk Dalet tell us? Turn to the page. This is a famous Chazal. I'm sure those who learned Daf Yomi know this. Perek Yidal Pasuk Dalet. Be'ein Alafim Evos Far. When there are no oxen, then the trough is empty. V'rav Tulos Bekach Shar. The Gemara says, in Sanhedrin, on Daf Membeis, Omar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yochanan, B'miata Motzi Milchamta Shel Torah. Whom? Among whom will you find the Milchamta Shel Torah? B'mi Sheyesh B'yodei Chaviloi Shel Mishnah. This is one of the Mamari Chazal, that Chazal tell us how important it is to be a Baki. There is Bekiyus and there is Ion. It's very good to know how to learn a Daf Gemara with the Shagas Aryeh and the Ketzois and the Nesivis and all the Reb Chaims. How much are you going to handle? How much time does it take to learn one Daf? A month? 2 months? But if you're not going to learn Bikiyas, you're not going to learn many Daf Gemara, you're not going to be a Baki Muflug in Mishnayis, then you're not going to have the basic background. Bimi Esheyesh Chavila Shel Mishnah. You have to have, basically this means Bikiyash, and what's the Makar for this? Kari Rav Yosef Anavsh, Rav Yosef, putting all humility aside, Rav Yosef said about himself, he had the name of the Shor. Who is the Shor? Bechor Shoroi Hodolo. As Rabbi Rayevsky mentioned from Bezoi Sabrach, this refers to Yosef. So Rav Yosef, the Amora, said about himself that he is the subject of this pasuk, V'roiv Tevuos Bekoyach Shor. There's an abundance of tevuah, of success. Tevuah over here means tevuah here means he was a baki in Mishnayis and Brisos. And Masechta Horyos, just to add in some abeir, some elaboration over here on the bottom of this sefer called the Das Chachamim, he elaborates upon this medrash from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. He quotes the Gemara in Horyos that Rashi there says, Shei Mishnayos Ubrisos Ksiduros Lo Kinesinasa Mehar Sinai. The Rav to us b'koyach shor. I'm reading you what it says here. Ratzolay ma koyches shol yosef shnik v'shor hu ma sheyesh leharbe tevuos. The tevuos here is a mashal for mishnayis and beraisos. If one has mishnayis and beraisos, he will benefit, will succeed in rov. Now rov here, I'm assuming what the Gemara means is rov also comes from of war, mulchama. Is battle. What's the expression for battle? V'rav tevuos b'koyach. I'm not sure. I'll leave that out. I'm not sure. But the idea of the Gemara is, we have to maybe, the basic idea is that this Gemara is used that if you want to succeed v'rav, let's just assume on a very similar level v'rav. If you want to succeed in life, you want to be a great person, you want to come to the level where you're known to be part of the club of those who are engaged in Milchamta Shel Torah, there has to be tevuos. There has to be, tevuos means an abundance of grain. An abundance of grain is a mashal for knowing Mishnayos and Braisos.
Tevuos is a finished product.
Tevuah, the building blocks. Tevuah are the stalks that come out of the ground. You gather in an abundance of stalks. Then you take that.
That's after all the growth and the preparation.
But then there's a lot more to do. From the tevuah, you process. There are 13 steps. There are other steps which go into baked bread. You have to grind it. You have to sift it. You have to knead it. You have to put it in the oven. There are a lot of things that go further. But the tevuah, before you can come to a finished product of having lechem, of having bread, you have to have an abundance of tevuah. Tevuah represents the basic building blocks of knowledge. And the building blocks of knowledge, according to Chazal's understanding in Torah Shel Bal Peh, are Mishnayos and Braisos. V'rav tevuos b'koyach shor, the person who is called a shor, who we're calling here the powerful Mighty Talmud Chacham, only comes to that madrig of being the Shor, the Mighty Talmud Chacham, when he starts off with Rav Tevuos. A person sits in yeshiva and just learns the first 5 daf every Masechta and never breaks the binding of Mishnayis, the Seder Taras, and Seder Zeroyim, and doesn't learn the daf Gemara to have Bikiyas, you're not going to get anywhere. Because you just can't go learn five daf gemara with lundus if you don't have the basic background of brisos and mishnayos. Stover pashut. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Zayin lech mineged leish ksil. Pasuk over here is giving you advice. Stay far, far away from a man who is a fool. Uval yodata sifsei das. Because now it's a difficult pasuk. The Mitzvot and Rashi both say the same idea. Because if you don't, you have to add extra words into this pasuk. Because if you don't listen to my advice and you do attach yourself to the fool, guess what? You're going to become just like the fool. You won't know Aleph Beis. You won't know the first thing. Uval yodat. If you don't listen to me, you will come to a point where you will not know sifsei doas, how to speak with lips of knowledge. Pasuk zayin in the Mitzudos, lech mineged, lech minerchak umblikasil. Distance yourself greatly from the foolish person. Ubal yodat oz bal teida. Because if you don't do so, he's going to explain this in a moment, the end of the Mitzudos. If you don't do so, you're not going to know how to speak with lips of knowledge. What does the pasuk mean? You can't translate this pasuk literally, doesn't flow. Oh, either distance yourself, but if you don't want to distance yourself, you want to stay attached. Oh, sofcha. Lihios kamahu, you'll be just like the fool, and you will be foolish as well. So he's the Mitzudos is coming to tell you koimer. Whenever the Mitzudos says the word koimer, it's like when Rashi the Gemara says koimer. Don't take the Gemara literally. Don't take this pasuk literally. Add some embellishment to the pasuk. If you don't follow my advice and distance yourself from the fool, then you'll be just like him. You'll not know how to speak with any sophistication, with wisdom. Rashi says come out the same thing. Pasuk zayin lech neged lish kasil. May his chaber tamid etzlo. Don't continuously associate with him. Uval yedata, because if you don't separate yourself from him, soifcha, the end will be shlo yedata chokma. You will not possess knowledge. Pasuk ches chokmas arum hovin darko veiveles kesila mirma. The wisdom of a clever person. We had it so many times. Arum does not mean a naked person. In this context, it means a clever individual is to understand his way. What?
Cunning.
But the cunning has a negative connotation. In this context, it has a positive connotation. It means clever, a wise, clever man. What does he devote his life to? To a proper path, a proper derech. His life is, he doesn't just do what comes in front of him. He seeks success. On the other hand, the iveles kesila mirma, the foolishness, the folly of a foolish person is to seek deceit. Mitzudos, pasik ches, chochmas adam, yesoid chochmas ha'orim. The foundation of the wisdom of a clever, wise, good person is who lohavin darkoi, to understand his way. What does it mean to understand his way? So Mitzudos elaborates. Lebal yaseh kifi ha'hizdamein. Not just to do whatever comes his way. Things that come your way are not necessarily for your best. You have to be clever to decide that this is not a good path. Just because the bus is here, you don't get on the bus. If the bus, you want to get on a B68, you don't get on a B, you don't get on a B40, what's the one Avenue M? You don't get on the B40, the B9. Okay, you don't get on the, just because the bus is here, doesn't mean you get on the bus. You got to make sure the bus is taking you to the proper destination. That is the marshal for the wise man. You always work on your derech. On the other hand, in contrast to the chacham, the yisoid iveles hakasilim, the root of the folly of the foolish people, he asoys hamirma shechashvay they also think, and I don't really know what this means, and I prepared, I couldn't figure out, maybe you can help me with these words, I really don't have one. They think, alright, something along the same lines. They also don't take the bus that comes in front of them because they want to get on a bus. They'll take them to a place where they can do averos. They're always looking to be krum. They're always looking to deviate from what is yosh. That appears to be what he's trying to say. The iveles kesilim mirma. It's also to seek out corruption.
Do it at a spur of the moment. When they do stupid things, they do it planned stupidity.
They plan stupidity. They plan stupidity. They don't just do things right. They work on.
If you do something at a spur of the moment, you can do a silly thing. But if you plan to do something stupid, you're really.
That is the koyach of a kseil. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi here says the Rashi is a little bit complicated. I really can't. Chochmas arum mi shu chocham, a wise man. Haven darko lefales to weigh. We had this before. We had two psukim that use this expression to weigh or choisav to weigh the path. Should I go on this path or should I go on this path? Rashi very obviously, as the Mitsudos wasn't as obvious, but obviously when it says the word Orum, it means a wise man. The word Orum here is a very positive word. A wise man, he plans his course in life. He weighs his steps. In contrast, Ivelis Kasilim, he Hanirma Shabalibam, the Ivelis, the foolishness of the fool, what is that? That is the deceit that is deep in their heart. Soifa shemevi osam lidei tipshus, it will bring them to a path of foolishness. They plan to be foolish. Same idea as the Mitsudas. Okay, we have here a medrash. The medrash, I don't know, the medrash just, I don't really, the medrash just says that, I'll read you what it says, from Vayikra Rabbah. Omar Rabbi Yudin, hatipe shazeh, of this foolish man, mitargem chavosai b'fiv. He's always going around admitting his sin. The Omer, for example, lo chatos ani chayev. Am I not chayev a carbon chatos? V'lo oshem ani chayev. That's not a good thing. You don't go around telling people. It's not a good thing to go around telling people. Es chatosi ani mazkir hayom. That's a sign of foolishness. Keep your mistakes to yourself. The world doesn't have to know you made a mistake. There's transparency, there's accountability, there's responsibility, there are consequences, good, that's all fine and good. But you don't have to broadcast this to the world. The CIA released now the dossier of all of their mistakes. And the whole world, all of the Chachamim, what they claim, whatever. It's not the world's business. Okay, whatever it is. Just not everything is for public knowledge. All of the Chachamim are saying, what are you, Shaitim, Sheba Shaitim? Who's asking you? Someone's bothering you, someone's asking you. Whether it's right, whether it's wrong, whether it's acceptable for certain groups of people, whether it's not acceptable for certain groups of people. Keep your mouth shut. What?
Tshuva.
It's tshuva? No. Tshuva is only when you're... Tshuva is when... like Yehuda. Sotka mimeni. When you are... When you're caught. When you're caught, tshuva is to publicly confess. As Yehuda, sotka mimeni. That's tshuva. But when you're not caught, tshuva means privately confess your sins to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and make good on your sins, but not to publicly confess. The Medrash is saying over here that it's the way of a fool to acknowledge, to admit, to make it publicly known his wrongdoings. And that is not something that a wise man does. That's how the Musar of this pasuk. Again, one more time. Rabbi Yudah says, a foolish person is always going around and telling him, am I not chayav a carbon chatos? Am I not chayav a carbon nasham? Whereas a wise man, he just goes to the Hamikdash, he brings his chatos, he brings his asham, and he doesn't make it public knowledge, put it in the newspaper and saying, I have done all of these sins.
Actions speak louder than words.
But not everyone has to know your actions. Not everyone has to. You go to the Beis Hamikdash, it's a private matter. You go to the Beis Hamikdash, I bring a carbon. What? It's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You bring your carbon. You don't have to publicize your sins. In the Velas Kesilim Dimra, and this is the Medrash. I don't really know where the Medrash is going, because the Medrash here is not discussing this. Is not talking about speaking. And for some reason, the Medrash ties this into a revelation. I'm not sure.
So,
yeah.
How do you reconcile this week's Sedra, Yehuda and Tamar?
Because there he was caught. It was public. Yosef, there it was necessary. There it was necessary. Eschat, no, that Yosef, that was the Sar Mashkim. Yosef never said. And there it was necessary in order to establish credibility that there is a person who is a professional dream interpreter. That's a little bit different there in that case. Okay, let's go to that. And again, so over here, the only point I want to make is we have to figure out what this means as the Iveles Kisilim Mirma. The Medrash here is talking about revelation. The simple translation of the Pasuk is not, does not discuss publicity. It just talks about the way, the derech of life. There's a wise man, Chochmas Adam Havin Darko, understand this way. The Iveles Kisilim Mirma, for some reason, Mirma here is interpreted by the Medrash to mean publicity. You want to publicize your foolishness. Maybe they're interpreting the word mirma to mean speech, called ra or merachashin sifose. Okay, I'm not exactly sure. Maybe the word mirma somehow alludes to the koyach of dibur. The velus of the kasil is expressed through his speech, through publicity, through publicizing what he has done.
Where exactly is this?
Vayikra Rabba, Perites, Halacha, Section Hey. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Tes. Evilim Yalitz.
What harm is there?
It's just not. It's not good. It's harmful. You're establishing a poor reputation for yourself. If a person, why do people have to know about your private sins? A person's
if the sin was committed against others,
and then you have to do tshuva. But let's say it's a sin bein adam la makom, and this person is a very well respected person, and he did an aver that's purely bein adam la makom. There are no other human beings that are involved. He was nichshel. He ate non kosher food. He was driving home one day late at night, and he was hungry, and he went to a McDonald's. And this person is held in high esteem in the community. So he has to go put an air in the New York Times and say, Garbisa, I want to confess, Yishuli. I want to confess. I went and I was nichshol. I ate non-kosher food. Who is asking you? Do tshuva. Do tshuva. Give tzedakah. Do tshuva. You fast. And do what you need to do. But there's no need to be mechalal to publicize your sins. It's the nature of a foolish person to publicize his sins when no one is asking him to do so. That is the lesson from the Pasuk according to the Medrash, derived from these three words, Iveles Kisilim Mirma. Mirma somehow alludes to the idea of speech, and that's what it does. Okay, let's go.
The person brought a carbon in based on English.
Yes. Yes.
Did the Kayan have to know what a Vera is being Machapa for?
Yeah. There are different opinions in regard to this. There are different opinions, the different Mari Chazal. I don't have a full answer. But I believe it's very complicated. There was a degree of embarrassment. When a person comes to Beis Hanukkah, it's a public place.
Right.
There is a chazal that says when a person brings a carbon chatas, there was shame. Because you're coming to a public place. It's a webcam. Like, go to the Kaisal, you go online, you can see what's doing. So you go, you have a webcam in the Beis Hanukkah, you can see who's there. And you can see, what is this guy, what is the rabbi bringing a carbon chatas? Oh, he must have done something very bad.
What's the story about that?
I'm sure when the claim went up the rib, everybody saw the claim went up the rib.
Chatas, the four matanas. And you're standing there.
When you brought the carbon, you had to walk from where you picked up the carbon to the shechita, was across the
whole length of the Azara.
So there was one claim,
publicity,
a claim gadol or whatever, who didn't want them to know that he did, so he took one of the perichei kahan, and he says, walk this goat with me to the other side. And every couple of feet, the perichei who knew what was going on would let loose of the goat, and the goat would run, and he would say, catch the goat for the chatas for the kain gadol.
Who was that? Was you? Okay, it's a good story. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Tes. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, he has the Medrash. Yes.
It seems to be focusing on the fact that he's publicly.
So where is the publicity in the Pasuk? Show me the Makar in the Pasuk. Normally the Midrash, and they take words and they play with them. They take words, they translate them in an unusual way to bring out the point.
He's being casual about his sin, because the Chatas, of course, is for Shogeg, and
yes,
the Asham could be
Mazed.
Could be mazed also. And he did something to mazed and his kind
but of. Where does that come from? Where is that expression in the post? It has to be the word mirma. Where else? The velas kisila mirma. It has to be from the word mirma. Mirma, they're interpreting to mean an expression of publicity. It is the foolishness of a seal comes out in the fact that he publicizes his sin.
Vilas. You talk already about a seal.
Yeah.
You know, a chacham is darkoi is chachma, right? Haven darkoi. And a seal is mirma. But you say a vilas ksilim. That's not only.
I think the word mirma relates to the word speech. There is an.
Mirma by Adam Beirut.
What?
By my Sedina.
Yeah, what does it say?
They talk.
Bimirma.
Bimirma by Adam Beirut.
Bechochma. Bimirma.
By Adam Beirut.
It has nothing to do with mirma.
This is what they said. They spoke.
Evelin Yolitz Asham. That's where this talking about.
Oh, you are correct. I'm very, very sorry. I jumped. You're right. It's on. I didn't pay attention to the Dibur Hamaskil. I apologize to you. You are correct. Big mistake. It's the next pasuk. Okay, let's see the next pasuk. Evilim yolitz asham uvein yisharim rotzen. I'm sorry. Let's see pasuk tes. Yolitz asham ha asham shemevi hu he tolitz alav. Now this according to the Peshuta Shel Mikra. A person that's not careful in his conduct has to pay for his mistakes. If you don't look at the signs, you'll be paying a lot of parking tickets. So when the day is over, not gonna tow away your car. Not gonna tow away your car. You'll be mechaper. You'll atone for your sins through money. What's the money? The money speaks volumes. When you pay a bribe, well, not a bribe, when you pay a fine, the fine is nailitz, is your advocate. Don't go hard on this individual. Don't tow away his car. Don't punish him. Don't ruin his record. He paid the fine. He paid a penalty. The penalty is the item which serves as one's advocate. But a chacham, a person that's a good, solid person, doesn't do anything illegal. He doesn't need to pay fines to serve as his advocate. He's tzaddik mei karo. We'll see inside. Pasuk test number 2, this yolitz asham, ha asham. The asham means the carbon asham, or the sin offering. You can translate asham in a general term as a sin offering. Shemevi, he told it's a love. This will serve as an advocate on his behalf. Lihiskaper al matmalo, to atone for his transgression. Aval, but a yoshar, a tzaddik, does not need to bring karbonos to serve as advocates on his behalf. Aval bein yesharim yesh v'yesh ratzon Hashem. Among the yesharim, there is an abundance of goodwill. There is Ratzon Hashem, umibli karban. They never needed to come on to an atonement to bring forth the goodwill from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we go back to the pasuk one more time, Evilim Yolitz Asham, for a fool. A fool always needs an asham, a sin offering, to serve as his atonement. But uvein yisharim, but amongst the yisharim, you no need to come on to that. There is a given, there's an automatic ratzon, a goodwill, because they have not done any averos. Rashi, pasuk tes, evilim yolitz asham, shehim chaitim, they sin, shetzichim loseis mamon lemi shechotoy lo, they have to go, now Rashi learns they have to pay money to the individual to whom they have harmed. The the sin offering, which in this case means the money, the fine, or the carbon, will serve on their behalf as an advocate. When you bring a gift, where do we find an example? When the Pelishtim, they captured the Aron Hashem, what did they do? They brought an offering to Hashem. They made these hemorrhoids. They made the image of the hemorrhoids, and they made the image of these achborim, creatures, whatever they look like, these weasels, whatever they look like, as a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve as an atonement for them. But Klal Yisrael, you don't find them ever needing to do these type of things. Shenemar, Kukulchem, Hate, Chore Zav, take the five different objects which look like the image of hemorrhoids. Achbore Zav, and take the Heachbore Zav, take five different weasels. The Goymer, Unisatom, Leloke, Yisrael, Kavoid, and give honor to Hashem. Ulai! Maybe this will serve as an atonement for you. Yokel, Lesiodom, Elech, Hashem will lighten his punishment upon you. Asham, Asham is a French word, whatever this means, a guilt offering. Ubein, Yishonim, Rotzoin. I don't know what this word is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, automatically Merutz Lohem. So I'm sorry. And here is where we have the drasha. You're right. The drasha over here is Evilim Yolitz Asham. In Chanami, now we, and here is, it makes perfectly logical sense. Here the Medrash says a new interpretation that an Evil is always speaking. Yolitz means to speak. The foolish man is always talking about his sins. It's not a good thing for a wise man to reveal his sins. Only the fools, the Evilim Yolitz, do they murmur? Do they express their Asham, their own pride? Private shortcomings. Okay, one more pasuk. This is a very famous pasuk. Lev yodea moras nafsho. The heart knows his own bitterness. Uvis simchaso, and in his joy, lo yis orav zar. When it comes a time of simcha, strangers will have no portion, will not have a chelik in his reward, in his simcha. Now, what does this mean? Let's see. First pasuk, yud and mitzudas lev yodea. Libo ishel ha'adam hu yodea margish bimrius nafsho. Now, what does this mean? So Rashi, the mitzudas immediately jumps into the medrash, and that is ba'amal ha'toira. The difficulty when a person loses sleep, when a person is omel, he toils in the study of Torah. The only one that feels the pain is the Talmud Chacham himself. Therefore, the Ein Zulose Margish Bitzar Shel Stolzeh, the Talmud Chacham, the one who loses sleep, he is the only one that feels the Tzar, the Amelus, the wear and tear on his body for studying Torah. Lekach. Therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give reward in the next world, or even in this world, to a Talmud Chacham for the study of Torah, and therefore, B'simchaso, Baal Kibul HaSochar, the individual who is now the recipient of reward, Lo Yisarv Zor Lach, like Bo, no one else will share in the reward. Ki levado yikabel scharo mishalem, he will receive the complete reward. This is a very scary concept, that when a person receives reward in this world or in the next world, more often than not, the reward has to be shared with the people who have enabled us to achieve this goal. We don't appreciate that. Every time a person does the mitzvah, who gets the reward? Hashem is going to give reward. Who gets the reward for the mitzvah? You, yourself? Is that it? Not necessarily so. There are people that brought you there. There are people that gave you the ability to do that mitzvah. The what?
Enablers.
And all the enablers, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tamim Paolo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, that's Surah Tamim Paolo, when he gives reward, you're going to have to dish out some of that reward to the people that brought you there, that enabled you to receive that reward. But when you have a type of event, a type of mitzvah, that no one else has any connection to, and that is the bitterness, or the suffering one endures when he studies Torah, knowing that is purely personal, that reward will be 100% to the one who engaged in Torah. Yes, in the Chanami. Yeah, he does get it. In the Chanami, so everything is relative, but this concept is a very deep concept. We think, oh, we do a mitzvah, so in the next one we get it. First of all, it doesn't bother us. We don't understand, we don't even know what reward is. So big deal, so I'll share the reward. Ner le'echad, ner le'meya. You don't want to eat Yesu the Shabbos all alone. It's no fun. When you go home, you have a delicious meal. What, you want to eat the meal all alone? You won't have company. It tastes much better when there's someone sitting around the table and you can talk to. Is correct? So, a good meal we associate as reward. Having company and sharing the food, and that makes it even better. What's so terrible? The answer is we really don't know what reward is. It's really lost upon us, because real reward is something that is pure when you don't share it. It sounds a bit selfish. What?
Rav Shamash Advan said he's moved that he's been on Olam Haba because his wife is a tzidkanius, and what kind of reward will she get if he doesn't share it?
Okay, so we don't know what these things mean. Elu ve'elu. There's no disagreement. Elu ve'elu. There are different concepts of reward, and we don't.
Part of your reward,
what? We don't know. Absolutely. 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 I owe it all to you. I'm not joking. 100%.
Why doesn't have an island? He doesn't have an island.
100%. But we don't. We don't appreciate what this means. There is such a concept. It's a very scary concept. This idea, the last words of Simchaso lo yisorav zar. In your reward, in your simcha, other people will not share. Why not? I want to share it. Why? I do want to share. Isn't that the whole purpose of this world? So the answer is we don't really know what this means. Look.
This is a counterpoint to what we just said before. The vilim share the averus. They go around broadcasting, oh, I did such an averus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the person who is doing the mitzvah, he's sharing it himself. He's not a...
Okay, let's look at the Rashi. The Rashi says, the Rashi, Lev Yodeh, this is a hard Rashi. Look at the Rashi quickly. Lev Yodeh Amoras Nafshay. Tirchoy V'yigiyoy Shomol, to the same exact idea as the Mitzvah. The heart knows his Tirchoy V'yigiyoy B'Shomol B'Torah L'Fichu D'Yifah B'Simchasar. In the next world, when it comes to the reward, we rejoice. Lo Yisarv Zar Kishikabal Schor Losit. Period. Dover Acher, beautiful Medrash. Dover Acher. Lev Yodeh Amoras Nafshay Yisrael. Shehim Mori Nefesh Vigolos. The Jewish people who are bitter, who are sad, who are depressed in Golus for almost 2,000 years, the Hoyu Neherogim Al Kiddushas Hashem, who have given up their neshamas Al Kiddushas Hashem, Uvisimchasom Emelim, when it comes to Olam Haban, the next world, the Jewish people, Lo Yisarv Zor L'Osid, the Umos Ha'olam. The Umos Ha'olam will not share in the reward of the Jewish people, La'as Lavo, because we suffered through giving up our lives, Al Kiddushas Hashem. So the Nefesh over here, who is Lev Yodeh Amoras Nafsho, that's Klal Yisrael, we know our bitterness, Uvisimchas, next world, Lo Yisrav Zor, we're referring to the Umos Ha'olam will not receive benefit. Now this pasuk ties in very well into what we just finished learning in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the laws of Chayla Sheyesh Vayitzchana Chayla Sheyem Vayitzchana. What happens if we have a Chayla that says, I need you to be Mechalel Shabbos, I don't feel well, there's something wrong, call an ambulance, I want to go into the emergency room, I want them to check me out, and there's a doctor on site, and the doctor says, I'm checking you, I'm examining you, I'm taking your temperature, I'm taking your pulse, and I'm looking at you, and I'm examining you, I'm telling you there's nothing wrong with you, just go home and get a nap. Go home and go to sleep. So are you mechalel Shabbos? So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? If the choyla says, I don't feel well, I want you to do me mechalel Shabbos because I don't feel well, even if I am overrided, I'm contradicted by a doctor, you listen to the choyla. The Gemara says, why? Why do you listen to the choyla? The doctor knows better. What?
Didn't he say only if the doctor doesn't override it?
The doctor contradicts. The guy, as long as the doctor says it's detrimental, it's harmful. But they have a situation where a choyla says, I want to go be mechalel Shabbos because there's something wrong. And the doctor says, you're okay, it's not necessary to be mechalel Shabbos. The Gemara says, we listen to the patient. We listen to the patient. The Gemara, why? Why? A doctor is a professional. It's a Gemara Masechta Yoma on Daf Pei Gimel. The Gemara quotes this pasuk because Omar Abiyanai Choyle Oimer Tzorich, I need Chil Shabbos. The Roife Oimer Einoy Tzorich Shomin L'Choyle My Taimo Lev Yodeya Moras Nafsho. There's no one that knows yourself better than yourself. And if you need the Dainim Chal Shabbos, it comes from this very pasuk. Okay, we will stop over here.